Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
At this time of, I would say, hypervigilance, what does this mean from a security perspective for the South African community? We are joined this morning by Javon Greenblatt. He's Director of Operations at CSO, Community Security Organization. A very good morning, Javon. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. Good, and you?
I am well, thank you. What is the message that the community needs to hear in terms of security?
I mean, I think I may sound like a stuck record, but I think this year we have to treat communal life differently to the way we treated it maybe last year, Pesach. And we know there's always a higher risk to the Jewish community over times like this, and not just the Jewish community, I mean, it's across the world. Wherever there are mass major gatherings, this unfortunately makes an attractive target for those who want to hurt others. Naturally, it means that we have to be extra vigilant over a time like this, and that is no different to any other year. I think the difference this year is just the rhetoric we're seeing on social media, obviously the messaging coming out of our government that emboldens those who may want to hurt others, and it makes it a much more complicated environment where previously, you know, obviously the chances are always there that someone will do something, but a year like this year, just with the emotional hype around the Israel issue, there are probably more people that are sitting there saying, well, we're going to take matters into our own hands. And that's not just true for South Africa. I think it's true for Israel, definitely in Israel. I think that we've seen numerous terrorist attacks within Israel, but also for the Jewish communities around the world, the whole diaspora Jewish community. We right. all go onto high alert at a time like this, and particularly this year.
Therefore, following what you're saying, you haven't had specific threats that you're concerned about. It is really about the general climate, the situation all around the world, including South Africa.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's, I suppose it depends what is a specific threat. There's been no specific threat directly African Jewish community, but we know very well that organizations like ISIS, through their international magazine, have openly called for their adherents and supporters to attack Jews wherever they can around the world. And sadly enough, that call has been exacerbated and grown and really been emphasized over the last 6 months. Because an organization like ISIS doesn't want to lose out to Iran or Hamas, so they're trying to find relevance, and they're using the situation to find that relevance. At the same time, we know countries like Iran, who sponsor terrorism and sponsor this assault against Israel, they see diaspora Jewish communities as the soft underbelly of Israel. We saw it in 1994 in Argentina. We've seen it over the last couple of years where they've attacked and attempted to attack Jewish leadership around the world and certain Jewish targets, including things like nursery schools. So they see the Jewish community as a legitimate target to strike Israel if they can't get to get at Israel itself because of its phenomenal defenses. So we definitely are vulnerable from that point of view. But as I say, this is just slightly heightened. This is no different to any other year. Let's rein it back in and say that that is why communities around the world build organizations like the CSO, have internal strengths where they can look after their own security. Some countries get support from government like the US and the UK. Others, unfortunately, like us, need to do it ourselves. All Jewish communities around the world have put in some kind of structure because this is part and parcel of being Jewish and living a Jewish life and, ensuring that we can protect Jewish life and especially Jewish way of life.
Absolutely, Jevon Greenblatt. Thank you, as always, and thanks to the CSO for the incredible work that you do.